from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Steelers looked awful offensively. They looked absolutely awful. I'm very, very disgusted with what I saw. Let's get that out the way first. And I'm not enthused. I know that the AFC North is no joke.
Let's get into it right now.
I'm looking at Burrow. I'm looking at Lamar Jackson. I see what Deshaun Watson got. And you got Amari Cooper there and Njoku. And obviously, I'm just looking at them right now. And I'm like, and I've never said this before because I believe in Mike Tomlin so much. But the Steelers got last place written all over them. I don't see how they get out of this.
Good morning, everybody. We are Checks Notes. 3 days removed from Steelers preseason game number two. I'll say it again for effect, preseason game number two. It is August 20th, and we got overreactions galore. We got Stephen A. Smith saying that this is a last place Steelers team. We have Shannon Sharp basically saying the same thing. We've got Steelers fans unironically saying, what the hell's going on with Arthur Smith's offense? It's raining cats and dogs. Mass hysteria. And here's my guarantee. And I don't think it's a hot take. They're not going to finish in last place. They don't finish in last place. They never finish in last place. Last time they finished in last place was 1989. They've never done it in the AFC North era. Mike Tomlin, for all the criticism of him, and I have piled on at times, he's going to get this team to 9-8. Of course he is. Now you could say, hey, maybe 9-8 this year. Has him in last place. No, I don't think so. Got history on my side. I was not alive the last time they finished in last place. So that should not be the expectation for Steelers fans. Oh, they're not going to finish in last place. But we can start there. Doran, they're not going to finish in last place.
Okay. Well.
Guarantee. Stamp.
Guarantee?
Crowley guarantee.
Do you think the Ravens are better than the Steelers?
Yes.
Do you think the Bengals are better than the Steelers?
Yes.
Do you think the Browns are better than the Steelers?
I do not.
So say they split games.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to finish in last place for sure.
They have a chance.
Who has the better quarterbacks?
I think the Steelers have a better quarterback if it's Russ Wilson than the Browns. But I do think that the Ravens, of course, 2-time MVP, and Joe Burrow in his second year goes to the Super Bowl. It'd be hard to argue against those guys.
Who has better weapons?
I would say all the other teams have better weapons. But I have to look at defense, too. And then I have to think about Mike Tomlin's floor.
Mm-hmm.
And far too often lately, the floor is also the ceiling. And I think that's been Mike Tomlin's biggest problem, is that you can expect mediocrity every year. There is absolute consistency with that guy. But you want more? I think the quarterback play is going to be better than last season. Preseason isn't exactly showing that. And I think the defense should be better than last season, where they were sixth in the NFL, and Cleveland got all the love. Oh, this Cleveland defense is great. Cleveland's defense was one of the worst in the NFL on the road last season. Steelers defense really only started taking on water when they lost safeties, when they lost all their inside linebackers. You didn't have Cam Hayward, and he wasn't the same when he came back from injury. He goes to hell in a handbasket. All things being equal, and that's how we have to view these things, everybody healthy, I think the Steelers defense is a top five unit in the league. I don't think Russ Wilson turns the football over. I think eventually the running game finds it out. So I think the floor and the ceiling are close, but I think the floor is fairly high for the Steelers. Cleveland, 2 years ago, finished with a losing record. Now, Stefanski did a great job last year, but I'll bet on Tomlin over that guy.
The Steelers have a slightly better defense, I believe, this year. If they're going to have to rely on defense, and that's what they did last year to keep them afloat, they relied on their defense, and their competition was a Joe Burrow-less Cincinnati Bengals.
Sure.
They had a game against the Ravens where Lamar Jackson didn't play. They had a game against the Ravens where their receivers dropped 9 balls.
Yep.
And they played the Browns, who they lost to in one of those games, without Deshaun Watson. Those guys are all back. Now, does the defense where the Steelers, if the Steelers are going to rely on defense, does that compete with what the AFC North is bringing to the table this year?
I think
it's going to be different.
I think even in the times where you've got clearly one of the two teams, Steelers or Ravens, it's better than the other, I think you still count on a split there. It just seems to happen. Dropping balls, injuries, whatever. It's tough to sweep that team.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Ravens looking at the Steelers, if you're the Steelers looking at the Ravens. Joe Burrow, when he was healthy against the Steelers, not last year, but the year before, Steelers defense had their way with Joe Burrow a little bit. I think AFC North ball, no one's sweeping the division. I don't think anyone's going 5-1, though the Steelers did last year for a lot of the reasons why you said. I think those games are competitive. People look at the second half of the season, they go, oh my God, what are you going to do? And I'm one of those people, but I don't think it's like, oh no, they're going to lose both games to the Browns. They're going to lose both games to Cincinnati. They're going to lose both games to the Ravens. I think it's more likely than not they wind up going 3-3. And then you got to make hay early on in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I will just bet on Mike Tomlin before I bet on Stefanski. And I will also probably bet, and now I'm going to go against what I said earlier, all things being equal, you're probably going to miss Joe Burrow once, and you're probably going to wind up missing Lamar Jackson once. That's just what's happened with those guys. And Joe Burrow, by the by, dealing with a wrist injury right now. Did you see that?
I did.
So I'll just take the Steelers finding a way not to finish in last. And that should not get people excited.
Right.
Nobody should be turning on their radio this morning and go, how are Crowley and Doering going to fire me up? Oh, let's plan the parade. You're not going to finish in last place. The expectation should be much higher this year with Art Rooney and urgency, and we've said that a million times. The expectation should be winning a playoff game. But my first guarantee, we'll do baby steps, because last year after Kenny had a perfect passer rating, I said they were going 12-5 or whatever. Baby steps, they're not going to finish in last.
Yeah, see, I can't guarantee that, just knowing what's coming back and what other teams got better too. Like, the Steelers may have gotten better in their own vision with their quarterback situation, but you know, with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I mean, it's going to be different. And I don't even know who the quarterback's going to be at this point. Now I sit here and I'm, you know, trying to assess this quarterback situation, Crowley, and I'm like, all right, well, Justin Fields, you know, obviously people are clamoring for him to be the starter, and he does bring a lot to the table, and if your offensive line's bad, you do want a quarterback that's athletic, and the season's very long, and you were just saying that you're probably not going to see Burrow one of the games, you're probably not going to see Lamar one of the games, you might not even see Watson one of the games, but I don't know who's going to be the quarterback when division play does start November 17th.
Can I make another guarantee?
I don't know.
I'll make a guarantee.
Okay.
It's not going to be Kyle Allen. There's my second guarantee.
That's actually valid, because last year,
yeah,
the third string quarterback.
You know what? That's true. We see three guys, yeah, last year.
It's valid.
Yes, we did. You see Mitch Trubisky on the shelf for the next couple of weeks, by the by?
What happened to him?
He got hurt in that Steelers game, I guess.
No, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Bruised ego.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious that he's out for a couple of weeks, but I think his ego is fine.
I honestly don't know. Like, I mean, whenever November 17th, I think that's the date of the first divisional game. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. And if it is somebody different, then you're almost going backwards to go forwards, and then you have some real legit games that you have to win. And then the month of December is just a gauntlet.
Yeah, if you're switching quarterbacks at that time, that means the second half of the season, you're going to be facing must wins basically when week after week after week. I'm going to turn this around on you a little bit, because you make good arguments. Do you believe in the skill position players better elsewhere? Do you believe in this better elsewhere? How about the quarterbacks? Yada, yada. all well stated by you. Steelers went 10-7 last year, mm-hmm. and they did run into a ton of luck not having to face a lot of the other team's best quarterbacks. That could happen again. It's happened before. Who knows? Are the Steelers better at inside backer?
Yes.
Do the Steelers have you can't say well. They got Patrick Queen.
I mean, they played
Peyton
pretty
Wilson.
Good. They played pretty good last year until Holcomb and Alexander got hurt.
Yes.
If those guys stay healthy, I wouldn't say that they're that much better now than they were last year.
They better be. They better.
They were pretty good last year.
Yeah, I know, but you're not paying Patrick Queen to not be better than those guys.
I'm just saying.
And they were good. They were good until they got hurt. Alandon Roberts, Patrick Queen, I think you put that up there among the best in the NFL.
Okay.
So I think they're better there.
Okay.
I think you have a known commodity in Joey Porter Jr. now that you didn't have last year. I think you've got a better safety tandem than you did last year. Now, second corner, not so good. Wide receiver, you're not better than you were last year. It's hard for me to make an argument that the offensive line is going to be better at the start of this season than it was at the end of last year. I thought at the end of last year they were playing at a fairly high level. But I do think the ceiling is higher for the offensive line. I think the Steelers are much improved over a team that finished with 10 wins last year, and you got a low floor in Mike Tomlin. I'm going to bet on that to not be in last place.
Okay. But you also have to take into factor in that the other teams got better too, and they're going to be healthy too.
I want them to play Deshaun Watson as much as possible. That's my last place team. I think it's a big comeuppance time for the old Cleveland Brownies. And I also think there's weird stuff going on in Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase. How does that linger? It's probably going to be the final year of T. Higgins. It's probably going to be the final year of Hutchinson. So I think they know, but I think that means there's also a ton of added pressure on them. They are my pick to win the division, but there's some squirrely stuff going on there. Squirrely stuff. Baltimore, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what else they add. Derrick Henry in that backfield is terrifying.
Terrifying.
So where do you come down on this? I have guaranteed that the Steelers are not going to finish in last place. Doran Go and Lee Corso saying, not so fast, my friend. Now, you're not saying they will finish in last place, but you've made a legitimate argument that they could.
It's a possibility.
Where do you come down on this? 412-928-9370. Many ways for you to get involved in the show. You can call us on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And got to remind you of this because I got scared by a bunny this morning. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll hear from you when we come back. Also, we've got one of the all-time great coaches saying, quarterback, not exactly the biggest concern for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wait until you hear what a Hall of Famer has to say about the Steelers' offense. But we're talking about whether or not the Steelers are going to finish in last place because Stephen A. Smith maybe or maybe not watched the Steelers play a preseason game and then says they're going to finish in last place. Can you get to like 20th in the league in scoring? I know what we just saw. I'm seeing your face. I know. You have faith in Arthur Smith though, right?
Yes.
I have faith in Arthur Smith. That's a good hire.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get to a respectable level of offense, and what I mean by that is below average, but way better than you've been, with that defense, you're not finishing in last place. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And you got more home games than road games. And I think defense, we've talked about this, tends to come into the season intact more than offense. You're at a better starting point, if you will, defensively. So when you're playing teams early on, you can win with defense, and you've got a great defense. I think they're going to be good enough on offense to not be a last place ball club.
And how is that going to look, though, in your mind? You close your eyes and you're like, okay, they're going to be good enough on offense. Okay, how are they going to be good enough?
You know what, man? I'm happy you asked that question because my answer now would have been different a month ago.
Yeah.
A month ago, I would have said, oh, Russ is going to cook, and this offensive line, it's got so much talent, it's going to be good. And you're going to throw the ball to George Pickens, and you got Pat Freiermuth, who I'm super bullish on this year. And I would have talked about the players. Now I think I got to count on scheme. It's going to be on Arthur Smith. If you don't get Brandon Ayuk, you're going to count on Arthur Smith to utilize George Pickens creatively in a way that he had not been used before. Same thing with Pat Freiermuth. Same thing. You're going to have to smoke and mirrors it maybe early in the running game. I have some faith that he can do that. I do. And I think just having a competent quarterback who can make the checks at the line and a competent offensive coordinator who can put together a legit game plan during the week, I think that raises, to use the term again, the floor of the offense significantly.
Okay, can he do that without George Pickens, without Pat Freiermuth, without Jaylen Warren? Because as we know, like, it's very hard to stay healthy for 17 games. There may be games where George Pickens isn't available. You might go across the middle and take one to the hip and, you know, just have a hip pointer and not be able to play. I mean, you have to prepare for that. Can Arthur Smith scheme without those guys? Without those two, at least. Without the receiving threats? Because then what does it look like?
It does not look good.
And that's where you're at. You're one hit away. You're one cut away from that.
That being said, if the Steelers suffer an injury at the most important position, I think we have at least enough faith in the other guy to win games. Joe Burrow, if he gets hurt, we saw them hold it for a little bit last year, and then all the wheels came off. Cleveland did a good job.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco gone. No more Joe Flacco. And I do like Jameis Winston. Baltimore, we've seen that fish before. So if the Steelers suffer an injury at the most important position, I feel probably better about them than any of the other teams. Now, that's interesting because you don't feel necessarily as great about your starters the other teams, But so if we want to do the injury thing, we can do the injury thing that way too.
I mean, because I look at a team even like the Tennessee Titans, and they the early on in camp, what, last week, a week and a half ago, DeAndre Hopkins goes down, and they don't miss a beat because they have Tyler Boyd and Calvin Ridley. They prepared for that. The Bengals, if T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase, whenever he does sign his contract, goes down, you still have a legit receiver threat. Even in Baltimore, if, you know, Zay Flowers goes down, you still have Mark Andrews. You still have legit threats. And in Cleveland, if Amari Cooper goes down, you still have Jerry Jeudy. Like, if George Pickens goes down, what are we looking at?
You have to win on defense.
And scheme? How do you scheme that on offense? You have to do something on offense.
Is that offense with Russ, even without Pickens, going to be worse than the offense was last year? I don't think so. And you still made the playoffs
without
10-7.
Without Pickens?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
I'm saying it won't be worse. Might not be better than what it was, but yet you made the playoffs still. So I think this defense will be better than it was last year, and the defense in large part carried them to the playoffs. If you lost a guy like Pickens, it's going to be ugly offensively. Ugly. But you know what you got in your back pocket you didn't have last year? Hell of a punter.
That's where we're at.
They got a hell of a punter, Doran. Hey, Bill Belichick, you're an analyst now, and he is way more informed after doing this for 8 minutes than the Stephen A. Smiths of the world. Listen to Bill Belichick analyzing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you tell me this guy ain't doing his homework.
The number one thing in Coach Tomlin's mind is taking care of the football. Don't turn it over, and that's something that Russell is very good at. I think there are probably more concerns about that with Fields. But look, I think they have bigger problems at the quarterback position. I mean, that's my opinion. I think that the defense is a pretty solid unit. The offensive line, you know, had a hard time being consistent there. They lost the tackles, so now they got Jones over there playing right tackle and Dan Jones playing left tackle. Say inside, you know, I have a rookie center, Frazier, so he's got a way to go. The guards are, I mean, they've had some issues too in the first two preseason games. I think Arthur Jones is a great fit for that offense, for what Coach Tomlin wants. They need to get the running game going. They have good backs. They need to get those backs started. Russell's good out of the pocket. I wouldn't really worry about that. He'll take care of the ball. I think the biggest thing for Pittsburgh is to get the running game and the offensive line, you know, playing consistently.
So a couple of things there. One, Belichick, you know he's made it as a broadcaster because he's doing the me thing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what he's talking about. He is envisioning Arthur Smith in his mind and calls him Arthur Jones.
Arthur Jones.
I do that 5 times a day.
Yeah.
So he's made it. Bill is a broadcaster now. He's screwing up names. Other takeaways. One, he'd start Russ. He doesn't think quarterback is their biggest issue. Not by a long shot.
Right.
He thinks it's more the youth inexperience and ineffectiveness of that Steelers offensive line.
Yes.
So everyone's freaking out. And our callers are so smart, man. We're doing a whole thing to start our show yesterday. Fields. Wilson. Who are you taking? Quarterback talk, and we get a bunch of calls. The O-line sucks. The O-line sucks. The O-line sucks. We got smart listeners, because that's what Bill Belichick thinks. But he is going to go with Russ Wilson at quarterback.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me. I'm hoping you hear the analysis from Bill. You know who Mike Tomlin is. I am just hoping, maybe all I've got is hope, that this team can look like the last couple of teams on steroids. You know what I mean? Where it was run the ball, play defense. Hey, Kenny, don't turn it over. Well, now I think the defense is better. You've got more pedigree on the offensive line, and you've got a quarterback that's not learning while trying to take care of the football, a quarterback that is learned while taking care of the football. My hope is they can be a higher floor outfit, I'll say it again, than what they've been the last couple of years, but pretty much a similar kind of team.
I just can't. I can't believe that, you know, we're sitting here and the Steelers had an opportunity to enhance their offense and enhance their kind of vision of how they want to do things or how they should do things and knowing how other teams operate. And this is where we're falling back on, is the same way that they've tried to win games the last how many years. And that's not a recipe, in my opinion, to win in the NFL anymore. Like, you can do it for so long, but, you know, the truth is, like, that's just not going to cut it. It's not. Why would you want to put so much onus and so much pressure on your defense game in and game out to be the reason why you win games?
Well, the rules allow defense to play as hard and as well as they've ever played.
And that too.
That's not true, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's just, You know, I mean, it's going against it. Like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
you're leading me down a path here, Dorn, and I'm putting up a Twitter poll as you speak. Are you so sick of the Aiyuk saga that you no longer want him on the Steelers? Yes or no? That's the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Because we do have a little something-something on Brandon Aiyuk. Would that change your math? Would you still view them as a potential last-place team with Brandon Aiyuk? We'll talk about that. What's the latest on Aiyuk? And if you're sick of this whole thing, we're only doing one segment on it. So just sit tight, hang with us, okay? Please. Please. All right, the latest on Brandon Aiyuk is that, according to Albert Breer, who previously reported the Steelers offered Aiyuk $28 million, is now saying, JK, LOL, the Steelers are actually offering Brandon Aiyuk less than the 49ers. So that's the latest on that situation. Here's my read on that. I think that San Francisco continues to want to paint Brandon Aiyuk as the bad guy here. Oh, we're close. We just can't get over the finish line. We've made him an offer. There's one thing left to do. He's just got to sign on the dotted line. That's been the report for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're trying to paint Brandon Aiyuk as this guy. Oh, now he doesn't want to be in San Francisco. He's still conflicted, even though the Steelers aren't going to pay him more than we are going to pay him. That's my read on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the Steelers have made a competitive offer. I think the Steelers have offered him $28 million. Everything I'm hearing is that, not that they have offered him less than the 49ers are offering.
Wouldn't that have come out before? That's, I mean, wouldn't he would have shown that. I mean, because, you know, with other opportunities of him putting it out there, like even on his Instagram, like, wouldn't he have spoken about that, or we've known about, like, oh, well, why are we even entertaining the Steelers as a legit option if they would have lowballed him?
I agree with that. Why? I think if the Steelers lowballed Brandon Aiyuk,
he'd have been like, see ya.
Yeah, this is not a guy that takes well to being quote-unquote disrespected. Brandon Aiyuk is in the situation he's in right now because he doesn't feel valued with San Francisco. So if he didn't feel valued by the Steelers, he wouldn't look at the Steelers as an option anymore.
He'd have put him in the category with the Patriots and the Browns.
Yes, it'd be done. And yeah. Now the question would be, is he holding out into the season, or is he going to get the deal done before the season? But the Steelers wouldn't factor into the math at all. So I think that the 49ers continue to put stuff out there to try to win the battle of public relations, knowing that they may well still trade him. And when they do, they don't want to be looked at as the organization that gave Brandon Aiyuk away for a couple of draft picks. They want to be looked at as an organization that got what they could. Way to go. Way to get something for this malcontent guy who wants to go someplace else and play for less money. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Grant Cohn. Remember the guy who did the old Gatorade video?
Oh, yeah.
From SI. He wrote this yesterday. Quote, I think Aiyuk will hold out for an offer the 49ers ultimately won't make. Then he'll sit out the first few weeks of the season, and finally the 49ers will trade him to the Steelers for picks, which they'll send to a third team for a veteran wide receiver who currently isn't on the trade market. So that's a prediction from a guy who's big time in the know and reports on Gatorade colors and t-shirt colors and things of that nature.
Yes.
So there you go. There's the latest on Brandon Aiyuk.
And I think that you asked the question, like, does that change the vision of what the Steelers could be this year and competitive-wise within the division? Like, does that inhibit them of finishing last? And, yeah, it does. Because of everything that we just talked about before, of all the other teams having other options if somebody does go down for injury. Like, if George were to go down and you did have Aiyuk, you wouldn't miss a beat. And the other guys could make up for George's production, and you can get creative with that. That's why that he is so vital, I think, to the Steelers' success this year, and if they do get it done or not. If they don't, I don't think that they won't have success, but it's not going to be the success that, you know, they were hoping.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible. In my opinion, it's impossible. You watched the game the other night.
Yeah.
You ain't separating from anybody.
No.
You're not creating any splash plays, any big plays. Especially if your O-line isn't holding up. Like, you got to get open.
You go offensive line. If you're just basing it off of Saturday's game, biggest concerns coming out, offensive line and wide receiver for me, are neck and neck. And then I think you don't even get to quarterback on my list.
I haven't really even thought about it, honestly.
You can't get an evaluation of these guys right now.
No. It doesn't even bother me. Like, they didn't look great because they didn't have a supporting cast. Like, I'm rolling with Russell Wilson. Justin Fields is going to be the guy that learns. Like, I'm always going to be there. Like,
did you hear that Stephen A. and Orlovsky, who's a big film guy, both said that Russ was showing his old warts holding on to the football too long?
I heard that.
Are you box score merchants? I think they might be. I certainly think Stephen A. is, because they ask him to talk about every team in the league. He can't possibly be watching every team in the National Football League.
And he's not a football guy. Like, he does a great job, makes a lot of money, and he's done things well in his respective industry and our industry. But like, he isn't. What is he looking? Does he know what a check down is? Like, does he know what certain calls? Does he know whenever a guy's hot? Does he know whenever somebody turns over a blitz because of a certain protection and a slide protection? Like, he doesn't know that.
No. He sees box score, Russ Wilson, sacked 3 times. Oh, he must have been holding on to the ball.
And then you got Dan, who does know that stuff, but Dan is probably just going back to like, okay, like, I know Russell Wilson and what he likes to do and what gets him in trouble, and this looks like this gets him in trouble, and I'm just going to say, okay, like, he should have made this read. Like, Dan knows how fast that is. The one play that Dan broke down, whenever he threw to the flat, and then there was a slant that could have possibly been stuck in there, do you know how fast that's happening, how fast that window closes? He knows that. I don't know why he said that.
And he's immediately under pressure. I mean,
like, you want him to stick it in there and try to throw that slant there? Like, that's just ridiculous. The guy wasn't open. And if it was a tight window, and I know NFL throws are tight, but Dan knows that you should go to the flat there if something doesn't look clear.
Dan has always wanted it to be Justin Fields, and so his analysis, I think, is reflecting that.
That's
now.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Predetermined.
Russ is holding it on to the ball too long. Is he? Because Broderick Jones got knocked on his ass, and then Russ Wilson has -5 seconds to throw the football. Not to use hyperbole. Back to Ayuk. Because the receivers, not getting open. I put up that Twitter poll, and it's early times yet. But do you still want Brandon Ayuk? 54% to 46% say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that number is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. The available evidence we have, Steelers offense right now, not playing well. Wide receivers, big hole. And yet, we're seeing less and less Steelers fans, fewer and fewer Steelers fans want Brandon Ayuk. I think it's just because people are sick of it. I think people are sick of talking about him, and they probably now predetermined in their minds, we're not going to get him, so I'm just going to vote no, I don't want Brandon Ayuk.
I know one thing, Crowley, and we know this city better than probably a lot of people. If they do get Brandon Ayuk, he better be a star. Because if he's not, all this hype and all this time and all this investment into his name, if the Steelers somehow miraculously get him, he better be a 1,500 to 1,600, 10-touchdown wide receiver for the Steelers this year. If he's not,
I'm with you on that.
Seriously.
I'm absolutely with you on that.
If he goes out there and has like 800 yards and like 3 touchdowns, good luck.
Yeah, you're going to get your face booed off, man. Yep. And you'll deserve it because you made a big stink and you're going to get paid and there are going to be draft picks that go the other way. If he's here, yeah, if you're not a stud.
He has to be a stud.
Yes. You got to be out. You got to be going out there outperforming George Pickens almost weekly.
Every game.
Yeah.
Every game.
That's a good point by you. All right. Coming up next, we're going to take a small break from football. A lot of football on today's show. Jeff Hathorn going to join us at 7. Trey Essex. Who better to talk about the Steelers' offensive line woes than he? Is that the correct English? I don't know. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Are you smarter than a plumber at 7:35? But up next, the Pirates did something yesterday they should have done a month and a half ago. We'll tell you what that is.
There's a 1-1. Triolo hits this ball deep down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's going to get out of here, and it's gone for a home run. He hooked it right down the line. Jared Triolo with a 3-run home run in his home state of Texas, and the Pirates right back in this game. It's 4-3.
Yeah, they lost. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Triolo is not the story. The story is Ke'Bryan Hayes. Ke'Bryan Hayes goes on the 10-day IL yesterday, and I'm just wondering why they didn't do this like a month and a half ago, or at least around the trade deadline, and have IKF play third, and maybe try to get a stopgap bat in there back when you were in contention. This guy can't turn. He told Mackey he can't turn.
Right.
He's got discs rubbing up on discs. They don't know what to do about it. This has been a problem now for a couple of years. Two seasons ago, at the end of the year, he said he couldn't get on and off the plane. He was in pain on the plane. And I'm not making excuses for Key Brian Hayes. This is much more to do with the Pirates organization than him. That they continued to trot him out there every day.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It is, man.
Knowing, I mean, and it's not like they didn't know. It's not like something that just came about. Like, this is a long-going injury issue. I mean, baseball is all your core and your back. Like, the guy can't turn. You're doing a disservice to your baseball team.
That's exactly it.
Like, to the team.
Absolutely. Trotting him out there darn near every single day when he is the worst hitter in Major League Baseball, and that's not hyperbole, that's the truth. He has the lowest OPS in the sport among qualified hitters. The lowest in the sport. Not like bottom 15, not like bottom 10%, bottom. No, the worst hitter in baseball. If you're trotting him out there every day knowing he's in terrible pain, but he's an average hitter and he's so good defensively, then you say, hey, he's a warrior, he's battling through it. But it's so clearly affected his performance. Even when he hasn't lived up to expectations before, he's never looked like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a disservice to the ball club. I think they've done a disservice to him. I think they've torpedoed any trade value potentially this offseason. I think Key Brian Hayes is going to be a part of this thing now for the next 3 years. And I don't play him the rest of the season.
Right, shut him down.
Shut him down and see what you can do. Experiment. Key Brian. Full blessing. Go wherever you want to try to figure this thing out. But take the rest of the year off, man.
Yeah.
Come to the ballpark on home games. You don't travel with us because we don't need you on the plane. Like, figure it out because he's going to be here. And if he is, you need him to be a part of the solution, and you can't get him there unless he's healthy, and you can't get him healthy unless you stop him from playing baseball. It's
a shame.
I feel bad for him, man.
And we've been crushing him, too. But, you know, obviously we had in the back of our mind that this could be a problem of why his performance has been the way it is. But, I mean, trust me, like, back issues, and you know that as well. I mean, just even being just normal people and sitting down every day, it's tough. Could you imagine having to swing and throw? Oh, man.
He's got to be in agony, man.
Oh, in agony.
He's got to be in agony. And I just hope, and this is like a total digression. I'm digressing here. Like, just, I hope they're not shoving a million painkillers down his throat either. You know what I mean? Like, go get him healthy, figure it out, and hopefully he can come back next year and be healthy. But to say I'd be optimistic about that, I'd be lying to you. It hurts my heart.
Yeah. It's a surgery issue, but you don't want to get back surgery. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the only way to get it fixed. And if you do that, you're basically done. That's just the honest truth.
If you are a regular non-baseball playing dude at the age of 27, which he is, you're probably putting off back surgery as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're now a Major League Baseball player, you're going to go out there every day, it could mean the end of your career.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I said my heart hurts. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Jeff Hathorn is going to join us next. Going to ask him about Key Brian Hayes, then move over to some football stuff with Jeff. We will do that when we come back. First, though, fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.